Hey y'all, welcome to the Lead Her Ship podcast. I'm Brittany Howard, a mama of six and top leader of a multi-million dollar team, and I love to talk about leadership topics that maximize our impact in our homes, relationships, and in the marketplace as we endeavor to juggle all of our responsibilities well. This podcast is for Christian mamas who either are leaders in network marketing or who aspire to be. I have coached a lot of people to the six-figure level and beyond, and I'm going to share with you here what I share with my team that has helped us build this business with a long-term focus in mind and have very meaningful relationships throughout the journey. We're going to dive into the emotions and thoughts that come with building a business. We're going to deal with relationship dynamics that come with leading a team, especially when your team happens to be your actual friends. We're going to discuss ways to help your team catch the bigger vision with you and how to coach them to success. And we're going to do it all through a biblical lens. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. So excited for this week's episode because I have a very special guest here with me today. One of my best friends and a top leader on my team, Michelle Stuchel. Say hi.
Hi.
So this is my friend Michelle. She is a sapphire on my team. She's my level one. And I met her in our homeschool community years ago. How many years has it been?
Oh, seven at least.
Seven? Okay. Really?
Yeah, because I've been doing this for 6.5 years.
Okay. So, yeah, we met 7 years ago at our homeschool community. Mm-hmm. And Michelle was already a leader when I met her. She was definitely a chicken lister, dream teamer, was scared to death to talk to her, and was utterly shocked that she did eventually want to do this with me. But I had been taught to do it scared. And so that was what I was willing to do because I was hungry. And so I just knew that if she ever did decide to do this, she was going to the top. And I was definitely right about that. So have Michelle here with me today because last week we went to a training and it was 3 days of intense training, 8 hours each day. And we loved every minute mm-hmm. of it. And we heard during this 3-day event, over and over and over from seven-figure earners in the industry, they would say this phrase, make sure you are keeping yourself close mm-hmm. to the fire. And that really stood out to both of us because mm-hmm. we know how true it is and how important it is as an entrepreneur to keep ourselves close to the fire. We knew exactly mm-hmm. what they meant by that phrase. It's also a habit that both of us have developed over the years of keeping ourselves close to the fire. Now, as entrepreneurs, we don't have built-in accountability most of the time. If you do have someone holding you accountable to show up for your business every single day, then count your blessings because most of us don't. As a matter of fact, by definition, as entrepreneurs, we're kind of on our own, right? And in this model, thankfully, we are in business for ourselves, not necessarily by ourselves. So we don't have to build the business all on our own without, you know, support and community and things like that. But accountability, we often have to hold ourselves accountable. And we often have to battle against our own emotions in order to do that. And so when those seven-figure earners kept repeating that phrase, keep yourself close to the fire, mm-hmm. stay close to the fire, that spoke to us. We knew what that meant. So, Michelle, you are pretty on fire, and you generally stay on fire. You just had an amazing month. You enrolled 12 new people, had lots of point growth. You have several new level one business builders, and that's just right now. I mean, you have accomplished some incredible things. You're already earning six figures in this business. You have earned shopping spree after shopping spree. You have earned the luxury trips. I mean, you are a high performer, and you also have a lot of emotions. Mm-hmm. You battle with, you know, things like fear and insecurity mm-hmm. and things like that, just like every other human being on the planet does. Yet you still, month after month, year after year, show up consistently, produce results, and work toward your goals and your dreams. Mm-hmm. So that phrase, keep yourself close to the fire, what does it mean mm-hmm. to you to be close to the fire?
Well, thank you so much, Brittany. It's a huge honor to be on this podcast, first of all. So thank you for that.
Well, I'm glad you're here.
It's amazing. And when the first time that was said, it was like, boom. And I just said, yes. I mean, I think we both were like, oh, that's so good. Because I am. I'm a hot-blooded Lebanese with so many emotions and insecurities. And the definition of staying close to the fire is staying close to whatever propels you into action. Because like you said, I mean, we are in business for ourselves, not necessarily by ourselves, but we need, you know, there's a lot of distractions that can come in. I have a lot of emotions and thoughts and things that could keep me away. But what keeps you close to the fire is what propels you into action.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I totally agree. So how do you keep yourself close to the fire?
Yeah, great question. So number one, it's getting around people that have what you want. Law of the inner circle. And, you know, I have always had this hunger for more. It was latent until I got around people that had the more that I wanted. So, you know, like our team has a lot of these things built in, like team calls, book studies, things that we could show up to. But that for me was not enough because I had so many insecurities. Much of my life has been plagued by insecurities. So I need to go a step further with personal growth, listening to podcasts, reading books, investing in trainings, investing in leadership coaching, investing in mindset training. And I've done that for years to try to grow and develop myself so I could keep taking action to get the results that I wanted to get.
All right, so you're basically saying that in order to keep yourself close to the fire and keep yourself motivated to continue showing up consistently and working toward your goals despite how you feel, it's something that you have to do intentionally. It's something that you have to do on purpose. Like, you're actually seeking these things out.
Oh, 100%. Absolutely. I mean, this does not happen by chance. It happens on purpose. 100%. I mean, if I just did whatever I felt like doing, oh, we would have closed up shop a long time ago. But I want my vision and my future and my impact and my purpose more. And so I know that I have to sow into growth and keeping myself moving forward.
Okay, so what happens when you don't keep yourself close to the fire?
Oh, it's not pretty. It's not pretty. Insecurities will roar its ugly head. I'll have all sorts of negative beliefs. Is this for me? Can I do it? What if they find out who I really am? Just confidence tanks. I get distracted. I don't do the very things that are going to move my business forward, but I do what's comfortable or what my strength zone, where I have natural strength, what comes easy to me. I don't necessarily do the things that are going to drive the needle forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think comparison.
Oh, yeah.
Is another thing that happens to me. Like when I find myself comparing myself to others and thinking, you know, she's way further along than I am, or she is way better in some way than I am. Oftentimes it is an insecurity that rears its head when I'm not intentionally keeping myself close to the fire. Do you relate to that?
Oh my gosh. Yes. I mean, absolutely. Looking to the left and right, not, you know, looking at this person's talent, what this person's accomplishing, who's getting this. I mean, yes. And it's awful. And it just, you know, it gets you off track. It can completely decapitate me.
So after that event last weekend, did you leave that event comparing yourself to anybody?
Honestly, no. I just was so excited about what was coming. It's exactly. Like, I just wanted to run. I couldn't wait to put things into practice. Every time I'm investing in myself and staying close to the fire, it's like a raging force within me to get to work.
Mm-hmm. Same. It's like it makes you believe you can do it.
Yes.
And when you believe that you can do it, then that fuels you with hope.
That's right.
And like you believe that your dreams are possible, and then you want to go and take the action. But it all starts with your belief. And if you're not intentionally fueling your belief and combating the negativity that unintentionally pops in every single one of our heads naturally, right? Without us having to make any effort, like that's just like our default. We have to intentionally take action and, you know, keep ourselves close to the fire on purpose so that we can keep ourselves motivated, because motivation is just a feeling, right?
That's right.
And we have to learn how to act in spite of our feelings. But at the same time, if we can also generate the feelings that are going to fuel us and propel us to take more action that's going to get us the results we want, then why would we not do that?
Exactly.
Okay, so what are some signs that you have let yourself cool off? How can you tell when you have not been keeping yourself close to the fire?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, for me, comparison, but probably the top thing is just getting distracted, allowing myself to do what comes easy to me, coach my team, maybe work on social media, you know, think about strategy, develop tools instead of, you know, taking the very things, developing new business builders, having conversations, reaching out to new people, doing the things that are going to drive the needle forward. It really is being distracted. And then comes the mindset, you know, because inevitably when I get distracted, I'm not driving the needle forward. And so then I'm not getting the results. And so then I get upset at myself.
That's so good. So good. So you're saying that when you're not keeping yourself close to the fire, what happens is you're still going to be working hard. Like you, hard working is just who you are.
Yeah.
There's never, I can't ever think of a single time in all of my years of knowing you and working with you that you haven't been showing up for your business and working hard. You work hard. But you're saying if you're not close to the fire, you're doing work that allows you to stay comfortable.
100%.
And so staying close to the fire actually causes you to want to do things that get you out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Thank you for clearing that for me. Yeah, because growth can be uncomfortable, but that's what I want more than anything. And so when I'm comfortable, ooh, that's dangerous.
That's so good. Such an interesting distinction. Okay, and then you said that if you are not getting out of your comfort zone and you're allowing distractions, or you're just doing the work that makes you feel good or that you enjoy doing or that feels like it's in your strength zone, then it's like you intuitively know these aren't the actual needle drivers. And I know that I'm not doing the things that are going to actually propel me forward. And then it's almost like it hurts your confidence.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I'll get a pit in my stomach. It hurts my confidence. And then I can start thinking, can I really do this? I don't have focus. I suck as a leader. I mean, it can take me down a pretty nasty rabbit hole.
It's really important, Michelle, that you stay close to the fire. You need to stay close to the fire.
I really do.
All right. So when you're in that place, like, and you're noticing these signs, at this point, you're pretty self-aware of like, you've let yourself cool off. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you've listed the signs. So what do you do then? What action do you take to reignite your fire or get yourself back close to the fire?
So I'm always, I mean, this is one of the values that I've learned from you, is growth as a daily habit. And what area do I need to grow in? And then doing whatever it takes to make that happen. I mean, all along for several years, it's looked different. I mean, sometimes it's been reading Switch on Your Brain and, you know, about my mindset. Sometimes it's okay. Becoming self-aware of what is the need and then what is going to fill that need. Is it a mindset issue? Is it a skill issue? Is it around getting people that have what I want? Is it a leadership training program? It's identifying the need. And then honestly, I've done everything from listening to podcasts, listening to the same training until I could repeat it verbatim, or investing hundreds and thousands of dollars in a training because I knew to get to the next level, I had to do something differently. And if I would sow into my growth that I would reap the benefits of it.
Yeah, that's so good. I know for me, I know that whenever I am having a limiting belief, that's when I know I've got to get myself close to the fire again. Mm-hmm. It's time for me to go. And I'll ask myself, like, what is actually limiting my belief right now? What is it? Is it a skill that I need to learn? Like, I don't have this certain skill set, and I can tell I don't have this skill set because I'm not getting results I want in that area. So is it a skill set that I need to invest in learning? And once I learn the skill set and start getting results, then that will build my confidence again. So is it a skill set that I'm missing that is actually capping my belief and my confidence that I can even be successful? Or is it like, sometimes it might be a relationship that I'm in that is just like a lot of negativity, and there, you know, maybe they don't have the same hunger or drive to grow and improve that I have, or they don't have the same level of willingness to change that I have, which also comes from hunger, because, you know, we all tend to want to stay comfortable, right? But the people who are willing to get uncomfortable are the ones who are generally, they're the hungry people. They're the ones who they're willing to actually change. Like, everybody wants growth, right? Everybody wants their pay points to go up or their paycheck to get bigger. But does everybody want to go through the pain of change?
That's right.
In order for you to be willing to go through the pain of change, you actually have to be hungry. And so sometimes I've recognized throughout the years, like, I'm kind of like in close proximity to somebody who they're just, I don't think they're as hungry as I am, and therefore they're not as willing as I am to go through, you know, certain pain. And that also could apply to fitness goals. It's not just business goals. So always evaluating, like, who's in my inner circle and what influences am I allowing in? And are there any boundaries that I need to put in place so that I can guard my heart and mind? All right. So let me ask you this, Michelle. What are your thoughts on the difference between keeping yourself close to the fire versus rest?
Well, that is a great question. And the whole point of staying close to the fire is it propels you into action. And rest is definitely needed. I mean, God gave us a whole day of rest. And there is a rhythm of rest. I mean, we talked about this earlier. There's a rhythm of rest. But rest doesn't cause me to want to take action. Like, it doesn't, it's not the fire in my belly. But when I hear somebody who's just like me, who has accomplished what I want to accomplish, or I hear great teaching, or I learn a new skill, or, you know, I develop, you know, I'm around people that have what I want, that makes me, that just lights a fire under me and makes me move forward. You need both. You need to stay close to the fire and you need rest, but I don't think that they bring forth the same kind of activity necessarily.
I totally agree. It's almost like rest brings you to your baseline of energy required to do the work. Rest is a non-negotiable. If you're not resting, then you're not going to, you know, reach peak productivity. You're not actually going to be productive very long at all if you're not resting. So rest is definitely a non-negotiable, and I think it's one component of energy or your fire. Like, you can't, your fire is eventually going to go out if you don't take care of your physical needs. You have to be able to rest. You're physically, mentally, like, you need times each week where you are unplugged, right? You have to be able to rest so that you can recharge. But rest in and of itself, that's not the same as staying close to the fire, because rest, although it recharges you and brings you back to your baseline of where you're like, you could go produce, you could go work if you wanted to, rest doesn't necessarily in and of itself cause you to want to go and get uncomfortable so that you can do the work that is going to bring you the results and the growth that you want. So recently I was having a conversation with one of my team members, and I asked her, what are you doing that brings you energy? Because she was saying, I feel tired. And so I said, what are you doing that brings you energy? And she listed out several things, like, well, I unplug or I take a Sabbath or I, you know, have a good conversation, or like she listed out things that were all very good, healthy, and needed and necessary, non-negotiable things. You do have to have rest. But if you're feeling tired, you also have to be pouring fuel on the fire. So what's actually going to add the fuel in? What is actually going to generate the energy? What is going to make you feel inspired? What's going to remove the cap off of your belief so that you realize my dreams are possible and I'm going after it? What are the things that you need to do that light your fire, that keep you close to the fire, that make you actually want to go and work? Okay, well, Michelle, thank you so much for being here with us today. I think that it's going to be so helpful for people listening to hear from somebody who is very successful that is saying, yes, I am consistently producing results, but I also consistently battle negative thoughts and negative feelings. And when I do, not if, but when I do have these negative thoughts and feelings, here's the action I take to combat that. Mm-hmm. Here's what I actually intentionally do most of the time on a daily basis to battle against the unintentional thoughts and feelings that come up in my mind. So we want to leave you with a couple of questions that you can think on this week so that you can stay close to the fire and take the cap off of your potential, or stop feeling stuck, or just stay motivated. Keep yourself motivated and keep that fire in your belly. So first of all, do you know what makes you feel inspired? Do you know what makes you feel motivated? And when is the last time you felt inspired? When is the last time you felt motivated? And what can you do this week to inspire yourself or to motivate yourself intentionally? Is it a video that you need to watch from somebody who is where you want to be? Is it a podcast you need to listen to? A book you need to read? A conversation you need to have? What are some things what are actions you can take this week that will cause you to feel inspired and motivated? And also, what could be limiting your belief right now? And what can you do to remove that limit? What action can you take? Is it a skill set that you need to learn that would remove the limiting beliefs off of you? Is it a relationship that you need tighter boundaries with that would help you to guard your heart and mind? What is limiting your belief right now? And what action can you take to remove those limits?
I mean, honestly, if I could just leave you with one thing, it really is the principle of sowing and reaping. And it applies to all of us. If you want to grow, sow, you know, because you will reap what you do or you do not sow. So if you want to move forward, if you want to be successful, if you want to grow and change and have that life of your dreams, you've got to sow into yourself by staying close to the fire.
Mm-hmm. So good. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Thank you.
So, was this helpful to you today? If it was, would you do me a huge favor and leave me a 5-star rating and review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts? And it also means the world to me when you guys shout me out on social media and tag me. Your feedback is so valuable and so encouraging to me. Thanks so much for hanging out with me this week, guys. See y'all next week.